In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God has not only commanded us to pray, but has promised to hear us. Jesus' parable, says St. Luke, is meant to teach us not only always to pray, but also never to lose heart, never to give up. Our prayers arise out of our awareness of our need, but our prayers are not to dwell on that need. Rather, they must attach themselves firmly to the promises and the power of God to meet that need. Therefore, today's intro, it began, "Remember. Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed. Have regard for the covenant," that is God's own word and purpose and promise of grace and mercy, which he has communicated to us through his word. The mini drama of the widow continually pleading to the unrighteous judge reminds us, among other things, how faith never gives up, even when it seems that God is either not listening or that he is slow to respond. Now, the strange story of Jacob wrestling with God was chosen as commentary on Jesus' parable. You may remember, having deceitfully stolen his older brother's birthright and his father's blessing to be the next in line in spiritual headship, Jacob, whose very name means deceiver or trickster, flees his brother Esau's wrath all the way up to his mother's brother Laban, hundreds of miles north in Haran. Over the next 20 years, God blessed Jacob with material blessings and sons through whom would come the 12 tribes of Israel. Through other circumstances of his own making and two visitations of angels of God, Jacob was now moved to return to his home in Canaan. Yet his fear, even after 20 years, that Esau still held murderous intent, made him fearfully devise a plan somehow to appease his older brother. So, crossing the Jabbok River, which is quite a ways down on the way, he drew ever closer to his goal. At night, we're told Jacob was alone. Now, earlier, Jacob had prayed in his fear to God, "Please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him." So now, suddenly, out of nowhere, we're told a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Now, though later the prophet Hosea says of our text, Jacob strove with the angel and prevailed, this was no ordinary angel or messenger of God, but this was the messenger, the angel of God, the Son of God, who appeared to Jacob as a man, even as he would for us and the whole world, for our salvation, as the Son of the Virgin. It was not a nightmare, nor a merely spiritual conflict, but a very real physical match. Not the best of five, or even of seven, but more like a wild card game, one and done. The man allowed Jacob not to succumb, yet with one touch, he put his hip out of joint. Now, who can do that, much less with but a touch? Still, we're told, Jacob wrestled even though he began to realize who this man was, and he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." In his fear of Esau, Jacob prayed to God for help. This was the answer to his prayer. Now look at it. God first met him in his answer as an enemy, to show him his victory and confidence can happen only as he reaches firm hold of God, even to the point of being blessed. His faith saved him, and he became a new man. No longer Jacob, the trickster, but now Israel, the wrestler with God. And as a result, Jacob, now Israel, confessed his faith in the words, "I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." Wouldn't that be something? Well, yeah. Jacob's prayer to the man was, "I will not let you go." God's answer to him was the same, "I will not let you go." And that's God's promise to all who believe and are baptized, "I will not let you go." Prayer is taking firm hold on God and his word, even when it seems that God is an enemy. That is, it is God speaking to you through his word of law, not in order to condemn you, however, but to expose and reveal your need in order that he can draw you closer to his grace and mercy, his gospel. Therefore, when in doubt, prayer, the first words, is not, "Why me?" It is rather, "Remember. Remember your congregation. Remember your servant whom you purchased, redeemed with the blood of your own son. The very blood we receive when we meet Jesus here at his altar, his table, where we say, like Israel of old, 'Here, O my Lord, I see thee face to face. Here would I touch and handle things unseen. Here grasp with firmer hand the eternal grace, and all my weariness upon thee lean.'" Persistent prayer dwells not on our battles, wrestlings, and troubles, but confidently says, as we did today, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot or your heel be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord will keep you from evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever." Remember, O Lord, remember your servant and your steadfast love. Prayer repeats the petition to the God who promised, "I will not let you go." Prayer repeats the petition, "Remember." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.